You're listening to Straight No Chaser on Dogs by Nature.
From the moment we got started in April on the iPads to finally getting them in the building there in July, every step along the way, they have worked. And we've changed schedules on them. We've thrown curveballs at them, and they haven't blinked. So real appreciative of the men in that group. And as you know, the cutdowns loom, and they're tough decisions, and that's never the fun part of this business. But really pleased with the group that we had here tonight. And then we'll get this thing down to our 53.
Now, here's your host, my dad, Thelonious Seven.
My Dogs by Nature family, I hope this transmission finds you well. My name is Thelonious Seven, and you're listening to Straight No Chaser on Dogs by Nature Radio. We are just 6 days away from football eve. And just in time for the holiday, sliding down the cable lines and nested in your inbox is the Sunday Morning Post. And like last year, the Sunday Morning Post is going to have three major narratives illustrated with presser audio. But what's really going to be different this year is that the Focus on Five will have fan podcast contributors from across the nation as we get you ready for the game day breakdown, where the Browns rep, who this week is going to be Matt Breuning of the Just Browns podcast, will face off with the Ravens rep, who is Matt Jurgensen, as we heard from an earlier edition of The Opposition's Position. Kind of curious to hear what it sounds like myself, so keep an eye out for the Sunday Morning Post, Saturday evening, if you will. The Sunday Morning Post, your pre-game downloadable podcast. It is the perfect way for a dog by nature to start a game day. So before we get to the reason that we're all here, which is to crown the Browns top 22, let's review where we missed on the back half of the roster. So to start off with, my biggest miss was with Garrett Gilbert. I felt like they were going to keep a third quarterback for sure, but it turns out that the regulations allowed them to possibly stash him elsewhere. Definitely missed on him. And the other guy that I feel that I missed with was with Chad Thomas. It's an interesting referendum on the players that were selected by John Dorsey for sure. I don't even know how I feel about Thomas. I did not love his selection at the time, but I was on the Dorsey train. I was definitely on the committee for the Dorsey statue, but that committee definitely has dumped those plans into Lake Erie. Thomas definitely was a big part of that downfall. So additionally, there's Alumba and AJ Green, who was spoken of so highly by Denzel Ward. Very surprising. And Willie Harvey as well. On Twitter, he had a great departing message for his fans. He said, "Every dog has his day. Appreciate the love, Cleveland. It's been real." Too bad that we missed on Willie Harvey. And of course, I called JC Hassel before the Ronnie Harrison deal went down. A lot of sad messages from a lot of prospective dogs. We wish them all the best from Dogs by Nature Radio. But now on to the top 22. I'm going to do this show now and perhaps at the bye week as a way to gauge this team's identity. So like I said, we won't stop till we reach the top. So let's get things started with player number 22. At 22, we have Sione Takitaki. So the first 7 or 8 players on this list are kind of the back half of the starting roster. And Sione Takitaki ends up being at this position because of his relative inexperience. And I have Malcolm Smith at 21 for almost the opposite reason. This guy obviously has a lot of experience, but he's bounced around a lot as of late, obviously available for the Browns to get after Mac went down during training camp. This year, we're going to see if the Browns front office is right by divesting in the position in general. So, moving up to player number 20 on our list, we get to the rookie first round selection, Big Jedrick Wills. So, if there's a position on this offense I'm worried about, it's definitely this one. It's because it's such a critical position on the offense. It's Baker's blind side. That can turn into a big problem real quick. It's very early, and you gotta believe Big Jed has it in him. But he's definitely going to be tested right away. Now, at number 19 on the list, we have B.J. Goodson. Or is it going to be Tay Davis? We don't really know about that. He was listed as absent for personal reasons, so hopefully he's going to be available when the Browns get to the preparation phase for Sunday's game against the Ravens. At number 18, we have Wyatt Teller, and we're fine with having him here for sure. Number 17, we have a newcomer. It's Ronnie Harrison, who will be playing safety, a 6'3 player that came over in a trade for a fifth-round pick from the Jaguars. We recently had Bill the Filipino from the Believe in the Jaguars podcast on, and this is what he had to say about what he thought of Ronnie Harrison just days before that trade.
And we got Ronnie Harrison, who is the safety out of Alabama, who I think had some ups and downs definitely last year. If you ask a lot of fans and analysts, they would say he has definitely a ton to work on. But that being said, I think the defense has an opportunity to be sneaky good.
We'll have to see if he can have an impact for us here in Cleveland. At number 16, we have Carl Joseph. Both him and Ronnie Harrison, in my opinion, could easily move up this list as the season goes on. But for now, I have him back here as we don't really know what we're going to see for them as their relative newcomers on the scene. And the same is true for number 15 on our list is also a relative newcomer. It's rookie Nick Harris. Nick Harris should be starting at center week one. He has done a tremendous job as a rookie, playing with a chip on his shoulder, measuring at just 6'1".
Yeah, I've gotten this question a lot, you know, throughout my career. And yes, I think it helps me, to be honest. You know, it helps me with leverage. It helps me with my hands and hat placement. I have natural knee bend to where guys have to be coached to bend their knees when I can just already do it. It helps my lateral quickness. I think it helps me. And I, on paper, if I was 6'4", it would sound better. But, you know, I think functionally, if you really know the intricacies of playing this position, I have the ideal build, I think. And I think other people also would think that, but you know, it is what it is. And I've been asked about that numerous times, and I kind of get excited a little bit when people ask me that, because I know in the back of their mind they're like doubting me, and it gives me a little chip on my shoulder. So I've always, you know, held that close.
The fifth round rookie is saving it for the Ravens. I'm very excited to see him play. And he wraps up the back half, or probably better said, the back tier of this roster, number 15. Now, the next seven players form what I would like to think of as probably the middle tier of this Browns roster. And it starts with player number 14.
The Cleveland Browns select David Njoku.
There you go.
Tight end.
David Njoku somehow holding off Harrison Bryant to take the first of two tight end positions in our starting 11 on offense. And number 13 on our list of top 22 Browns is Larry Ogunjobi. He's had a solid camp. He definitely has showed up in shape and looks like he is ready to be that hungry third rounder that I just don't think we saw with Chad Thomas. And as we get to number 12 on this list, I'm not really sure what we have in Greedy Williams, but I'm pretty sure that this is where he should be on the spot as he looks to build off a solid rookie season. I also feel a little strange ranking Sheldon Richardson 11 out of our top 22 players. I feel like this guy could easily prove me wrong. Let's hear Sheldon Richardson say what he thinks about his role in a Joe Woods defense coming up in this 2020 season.
Definitely defensive line friendly, defense you want to be in. I'm speaking from a defensive lineman, got a lot of freedom to make plays. And, for the main part, just being in the right place at the right time, you'll get all the production you need.
I'm loving Sheldon Richardson, and I'm excited to see his role in this defense, as well as the guy lining up to him who comes in at number 10, Olivier Vernon. On paper, this defensive line looks to be the best that Cleveland's had since the return, and it's not even close. Hopefully we get that production out of Olivier Vernon this year. Moving into the top 10, we have number 9, Jack Conklin. He had a solid year last year for the Titans, and he comes over in free agency to solidify the right side of that offensive line, the right tackle. And then number 8 on the list is a free agent peer, Austin Hooper, who will often flank him on game days. Hooper is a part of this team because of his relationship with Baker Mayfield.
Baker, I mean, obviously talented. I mean, strong arm. Got a real competitive fire. Those are the two deals that really made me want to sign here was Baker and just like his style as a quarterback. I mean, him being aggressive, him, you know, has that swag with him, which I do want. You know, I want to play for a quarterback who's got that to him a little bit. And, obviously the arm talent's there. So, I mean, it was a really easy decision for me.
The top tight end on a tight end heavy offense checks in at number 8, Austin Hooper. And now that brings us to the top tier of the roster, where I think we have the heart and soul of our Cleveland Browns. That heart and soul starts with player number 7, Jarvis Landry. Landry coming off a Pro Bowl year and also off-season surgery, he shows up and absolutely represents himself in training camp. And he earns his way to the top tier of the Browns roster. Player number 6 is also a highly accredited player. It's Joel Bitonio out of Nevada. He's truly made a name for himself in the position. He's absolutely deserving of the 6th spot on this list. Now into the top 5. We start the top 5 off with Nordonia's own Denzel Ward. Let's hear what he thinks of the preseason and what he's expecting for this 2020 campaign.
Is that a big goal to make it back to be a Pro Bowl player again?
Yeah, that's definitely a goal of mine. Definitely got a lot more than just the Pro Bowl. Just go in and try to win every game that I can, but that's definitely a goal to get back to the Pro Bowl.
Does it feel different for your team, given there's less hype than we had going into last year?
Yeah, a little bit, but me personally, I mean, I don't try to even look at the hype, whether it was hype last year or this year. I don't try to look at it too much and let it play a factor in whether or not how we do this season. So I try to stay in-house and focus that way.
Well, what are your expectations when you look at this roster? It seems like a lot of talent. How good do you think you guys can be?
Yeah, the NFL is talented. I think we could be really good, though. Just got to take it a game at a time and take it from there.
The fact that our top 5 pick in 2018 is in the top 5 of the Browns producers is definitely a good sign for things to come for Cleveland. And it's also a good sign when number 4 on your list is a guy with Hall of Fame accolades. Odell Beckham Jr. checks in at number 4 on this list. After last year, I could see this going either way, but he looks so comfortable this preseason. And year 2 with Baker Mayfield, a healthy Odell Beckham Jr. could easily trend up from 4 as well. So at number 3, we check in with Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, oh so close to winning a rushing title last year. Thank you, Freddie Kitchens. But Nick Chubb is a man of few words, and you won't hear him making those excuses.
Do you feel like you're in a race against time to get that going?
I feel like we had enough time. I mean, you know, not as much time as we would want, but we make do what we have. So every day we come out here, we're here to get better. We're here to, run the ball, pass the ball, do everything we can as a team. And I think we had enough time.
Considering how, you know, with no preseason and all that, are you ready to kind of carry the load early until you guys figure it out?
Yeah, I'm ready for whatever happens. I'm ready for the team.
I don't think you could ask for a better football player than the guy we have at number 3. It's Nick Chubb. Incredible attitude, quiet work ethic, gets the job done, puts the team first. Love him for the Cleveland Browns. And that's before you get to the guy's talent. For my money, Nick Chubb is the best running back in the league and possibly one of the best position players out there. And even with that, this guy falls behind number 2 on our list.
You want to be the defensive player of the year. You want to be the best player on the field.
Miles since signing that big contract this offseason, Garrett doing nothing but haunting the dreams of our young offensive linemen. And now he turns his attention to the greater Chesapeake region for that September 13th contest against the Ravens. Well, before we get out of here with the number one selection, I wanted to remind you that we will have the opposition's position with Ravens Brawl this week early. And of course, the Sunday Morning Post getting you ready for Football Sunday. I also wanted to thank you for listening to Straight No Chaser this preseason. Definitely check out the opposition's positions and the Straight No Chaser shows to get ready for the game as well. And we'll give you our final dose of the straight truth as we run the outro in a bit. You've been listening to Straight No Chaser. My name is Thelonious Seven. Here's a song for the number one player on our list. That is Baker Mayfield. This is Dogs by Nature Radio. Take care. Go Browns.
When you talk about the roller coaster for the last 2 years, did you ever doubt yourself during those times?
Absolutely. You got to find that belief. You got to find that confidence in yourself.
Put a dog check on him.
He'll bark all night.
When the Ravens call in the middle of the night, roll up on the Chesapeake.
He'll bark all night.
Yeah. Put a dog check on him.
He'll bark all night.
Yeah, that's right. Roll up on the Chesapeake.
He'll bark all night.
Yeah, the Northeast West Virginia, drinking ketchup, making fights, waving towels, talking trash, I'm particularly trite. You know Baker and his boys are about to set him right. In the air tonight,
he'll bark all night.
Yeah, the Northeast West Virginia, drinking ketchup, making fights, waving towels, talking trash, I'm particularly trite. You know Baker and his boys are about to set him right. It's in the air tonight,
he'll bark all night.
Oh, I can feel it.
Have those guys here.